So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast. We have our amazing head coach from vegancoaching.com Academy. Chiara is here. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. Look forward to have this episode with you and have you back. I mean, it's been a while, right? It's been a few months.
Yeah, so I was thinking the same. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things changed and a lot of people have in the meantime.
That's right. Yeah, because you're not just sitting around doing nothing. Like, you're actually working with a client, with the people. And that's just, it's so amazing that you are able to, like, because I feel like a lot of coaches that help, like, on a journey to helping people, they focus on that, but then they forget to also, like, talk about it in the outside, like on social media and all that. And I like with you that you are obviously, like, very good at coaching people one-on-one, like helping them overcome the challenges, but then also you have this, like, natural way of, like, sharing on your social media and, like, bringing out the message, and also hopping on this podcast with me, and because that's where you can, like, multiply your impact and just share what's going on the inside and share it to the outside world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have so much good information and so many incredible results that, we even don't show them all. We maybe show just a percentage of it. So social media is a good way to get them out and help some people that have been struggling for many years, like we do on a daily basis, and for them to really change their life for, you know, once for all. And yeah, social media is an amazing way to reach people.
Yes, for sure. So I wanted to use this episode to talk more about, like, the struggles of vegan women, like the biggest challenges and maybe downfalls that they have to like pay attention to and work around. Reason being is I think there's still not a lot of content on, like, how to optimize a vegan diet for women. And obviously a lot of things apply both to men and women, but obviously we're completely different genders, right? So there's definitely different things we need to look at. And I know that a lot of the audience here is are women, and I want to just cater more to that and help people understand what's important to pay attention to. Because I also have a lot of people, like, messaging me or sending me emails, like contacting me on social media saying, hey, like, since going vegan, I've been struggling with this and that. And a lot of them are women, to be quite frank. So I think it is definitely something that not many people talk about. And since we have, I think, like, 60-70% of our clients are female, since we have that many people going through our program and helping them overcome these challenges, I feel like would be nice to, like, do an EP, an episode just on that. And you've been with us for quite a while now, actually, as a coach. And you really, like, from my perspective, like, came in and completely, like, revolutionized the way we were coaching women before, and it's showing in the results, which we might share in a bit on this episode. But it's really showing that you gotta take, like, a bit of a different approach, and there's more nuance to coaching vegan women. So maybe just start this off, like, what have you seen, mom, like, the first thing that comes to your mind when it comes to, like, struggles of vegan women that want to, like, get fit and healthy? What have you found is one of the first struggles that comes up, and where have you seen this?
Yeah, thank you so much. That's very nice of you. So I wanted to start about, we're noticing that most of the scientific studies are usually run on men, and there's not as much literature on women. It's getting better now, but so that's why it's a little bit more difficult for women to, you know, find their balance. Most of the guidelines take into consideration a biological cycle of one day, while women run on a 28-day cycle. So we have to coach a little bit differently compared to a man. You know, man wakes up and every day hormonally is very similar, and we can repeat the same thing every day and it will work. With women, it's not the same. We work on a 28-day cycle. Every week is different. It will repeat every month, but every week of this month will be different. So for me, the biggest struggle is to make women realize they cannot behave in the same way as a man. So they need to take into consideration their periods. The best thing for them to do is to actually track it. Not only, oh, it will come on this day of the month, but actually track every week and say, okay, this week will be my first week, and the second week, and then the third week and fourth week, and actually behave and train and eat differently in each week to take full advantage of the natural moods and the hormonal swings that occur in that week, so that they don't feel guilty when they want to have a very strong week, but they're actually feeling tired or weak. And they don't stay lazy when they actually have the potential to do a lot of PBs in the first weeks of the period. But generally speaking, I think this applies to everybody, vegan and not vegan. I think, yeah, women are just generally educated wrongly about how many calories they need, coming to us with many, many years of too low of a deficit, which, you know, it's so dangerous and so harmful for them. So we have some women that are like, yeah, they don't eat enough really for real, or other women that eat too little for too many days and then end up having an emotional episode of eating that may be related to their period. Maybe they have a few days where they feel a little bit more cravings. So at this point, the 1,200, 1,400 calories doesn't work anymore, as it should, because those are calories that a toddler needs. And most of my coaching, when we have women that come to us with 900 calories or 1,000 calories, you know, history, then the first thing I do is I literally Google calories for a toddler, and then I Google toddler picture. So I literally show them how many calories this little human eats, and they have been fueling themselves with so little calories while they're having a full-time job, a career, a family, a relationship, sport. So that's probably the biggest aha moment, where they're like, oh, that's why I have emotional eating. That's why I have mood swings. That's why I cannot stay stable with a nutrition plan, because it was just too restrictive to begin with.
Wow. That is amazing. That is an amazing way of showing them that, like, how little food they're actually eating. So 900 to 1,000 calories. For everyone listening, like, you do not ever need to drop your calories that low. You do not ever want to eat that low. Besides, you are a toddler, right? If you listen to this right now and you are a toddler, then you're crushing that life. You are on the right path, so keep going. But if you're not, then maybe we can define toddler. So just to make it simple, like, what is a toddler? Like, what age range do people eat 900 to 1,000 calories?
So a toddler goes between 1,000 and 1,400 calories, actually, and is about 1 to 3 years old. So yeah, it's, you know, wow, younger than my stepson. And yeah, my stepson eats a lot, you know, between snacks and little foods and juices and things like this. And we have, you know, women, adult women clients that come to us to 900 calories, 1,200 calories, 1,400 calories. Mm. We will never put anybody in this, you know, lower range. We have an initial phase, of course, of a bigger calorie deficit while we're growing the muscle and the tone so that they can boost the metabolism. But we don't have anybody below 1,600 calories. And after that, that's for sure the lowest they will ever be with their calories. We have women that start on 1,600 calories, can increase 100 calories already after a couple of months. For example, we have an incredible client, Carla, who's also Italian, living abroad, which I love, and she's so on point on everything. She's doing all her walks on her walking pads and taking her Tupperwares everywhere, wherever she's traveling. She's really on point. And after, you know, 8 weeks already, we had to increase her calories because the muscle tone she was growing was really, was really in place and was burning calories at rest for her. Plus she had a walking pad, so for her was not a problem to reach her steps. And at one point I had to intervene and tell her, Carla, you need to walk a little bit less and we need to eat more right now, because it seems like if we don't do this, you won't be able to lose more fat. And the moment we increase the calories, she had immediately a drop of weight, looking a lot leaner, looking toned, and enjoying a little bit of treats here and there, rice, potatoes, you know, a lot of protein, of course, and veggies, but also not cutting any carb at all from her diet. And that was really amazing to see. And this is a cycle that works with everyone. So we start from a lower amount, we do resistance training, and then immediately we work on raising calories so they can have a bigger bank of calories moving forward.
Wait, so you're saying that you could be able to eat more calories and still look toned?
I'm saying that you have to eat more calories. So I always say it in the calls, this is my mission in life, just getting women to eat appropriately for their body, to fuel for their workouts, for fuel for resistance training, and tone up. So I force them. I have to explain them and talk to them, eat more, trust the process. And then eventually they get to a point where they're like, oh, I can't believe I was eating that little and I will never be able to go back. It's really interesting to see.
For sure. It is. I mean, we've touched on some good points here already, just to recap a little bit. So the first point is that men and women just are different. So very interesting you said that when you wake up, you like men, like they're fine, and for women, like can be different on every week of the month or every day even. So you can't behave like men, and like having a clear understanding of your 28-day cycle and what it means to you, like each of the weeks, and how you should adapt your training nutrition, that is crucial. That's what we do with our female clients. And the second point, the calories, right? That's a huge one where a lot of women are just eating way too little, 900 or 1,000 calories, and it's really messing with their metabolism, messing with their health, like in general, like with the hormones, right? So I'm curious now, like, and I love you said, like your mission is to get women to eat more. That's such an amazing mission, and it's going to change so many lives moving forward. So what have you found with the clients that you are coaching right now? They are eating more calories, like what happens to their body, like looks wise, but also to their health, and like what consequence does it have when they start eating more carbs, more fats and more calories in general?
Yes, so we have a lot of, I really have to say, this is mostly a woman issue. I do see it with men, but mostly it's women. So they always come to us with a lot of cravings, uncontrolled eating habits, which can be either, you know, not eating enough, skipping meals, more anxiously, or having episode of, you know, having the perfect week and then, you know, eating a little piece of chocolate and then going all in and all out, nothing matters anymore. And what I see is that when they come in our program already the first month, everything just normalize. They are more aware of what they're going through, and when they do express that they have some cravings, then we take care of them by increasing a little bit the calories, because probably they are in the last week. We check, of course, in the last week of the period, we increase a little bit the calories of 200, 300, we increase the fat, and their disorder eating just disappear. The biggest example, again, is Carla, but I had so many of female clients that were coming to us and just literally had these binge eating episodes. And then when we offer them a solution of having you know, balanced meals, more protein focused meals, and carbs at every meal and every day in a good amount that support their energy levels, then these eating episodes go away. And for the clients that have healthy hormonal changes, this is amazing. But also we have some more challenging situations in which they are missing their period, or their period is disordered, and yeah, the period just comes back step by step and be regularly on 28 days. In case that it doesn't happen that quick, because maybe the woman is a little bit older, in closer to perimenopausal phase or menopausal phase, then we support with supplements for reducing stress and some very simple bioidentical hormonal creams, and their sleep improve, their stress go down, their period come back on time on the day, and yeah, that's really, really amazing to see.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, it's really powerful what you can do with eating more food, giving your body actually nutrients to work with, right? So a lot of people want to like lose weight and like just deprive themselves, and then what happens is, like, funnily enough, your body doesn't have enough nutrients to actually burn off the fat, because you gotta, like, your body has to work with something to burn off the fat and to get the tone, and it's not the answer to just keep cutting and then adding the calories back makes such a big difference. Plus, like you said, working with the cycle and with the creams and with the right foods, that's really incredible. Also, like, I found when it comes to vegan women, something I definitely want to like address is like the fat intake, right? So especially in a plant-based diet, you are, in general, like, plant-based diet is a very low fat diet, right? All the plant-based foods like fruit, veggies, lentils, beans, seitan and all that are very low fat foods. Obviously we have the avocado, we have the nuts, the seeds, but in general, that's why I love the plant-based diet, because it's low fat, and that way it makes dieting so much easier, it makes getting stronger in the gym so much easier, and it's just a powerful combination for anything health and fat loss related. But also, you definitely want to pay attention to your fat intake as a vegan woman. So the reason being is, if you undershoot your fat as a woman, obviously you're going to have some hormonal imbalance, that's for sure. So our hormones, they run on healthy fats, right? So the omega-6, omega-3, like, your body needs it to properly function, and especially women need it, right, for the 28-day cycle. Like, the fat intake needs to be in check, but also for the metabolism. So you really can, like, ruin, quote-unquote, your metabolism if you're not getting enough healthy fats into your diet. And for men, obviously, it's kind of similar, but not that much. So I've seen this with like pro bodybuilders, but also there's studies on it, like, when men drop their fat to a very low amount, obviously we have effects too, like our testosterone is going to be affected, but it's going to take much longer, and we can kind of like survive, quote unquote, longer on a lower fat intake when we are trying to get really lean versus women. So if you're listening to this right now, you're not really like, you're doing 80-10-10, like a very carb heavy diet, or you're doing like a low fat diet, definitely do not do it. Definitely super unhealthy for you. You want to definitely make sure you get enough fats into your diet. And you might be asking, okay, how much is the minimum? So I do like to work with a metric system here. So if you're Imperial, I can't really help you. So if you look at the raw numbers, what I've learned is you do not want to drop below 0.5 grams of fat per kilogram body weight, right? So if you are 60 kilo woman, then you want to make sure you do not drop below 30 grams. That is something that you definitely want to avoid. And if you're an Imperial system, you can just do the conversion. But that's like the lower minimum, that's the lowest you want to go. Like, definitely want to avoid getting there.
What is really good with the system you have created for our company compared to what I was doing, what I was coaching before, I didn't really have the opportunity to be so eyes on their nutrition, the nutrition of my clients. So with the Trainerize app and now with having all our recipes, in the Trainerize app and using AI and making it much easier for our clients to track, is actually getting better and better to see where, exactly what they eat every day. And we can go in their, tracking system and see how many calories to the one calorie, they have eaten, the protein they've eaten, and the fats and the carbs. And it's so easy to take screenshots for us coaches of every day and say, okay, this day was fantastic. You eat all your macros perfectly. This day you went a little bit lower on fat. Just make sure that, you can increase a little bit of fat. And right on the left side, I have all the list of all the foods that they've eaten or the recipes that they used. And it's so easy for me to say, hey, you are under 5 grams of fat. Why don't you add 3 grams of peanut butter? Because you already have it in the breakfast. Just add a little bit more there and you'll fix it. And this is a system that, for me, it's amazing. It's really tough for coaches to have such incredible intel on what our clients are doing, and there's no time wasted at all because I can spot immediately if my client is not eating enough protein. Even though we do give the correct meal plan, you never know what's happening throughout the day and the weekends. So with this system, it's just so on point. I said, okay, you have been eating 10 less grams of fat each day for a week. Let's try to fix this now. And that's how you do it. Just add more of this because I already see it in your list. Just add a little bit more and you're done. And that's really like the big difference from my previous coaching to this coaching, because now there's no guessing, there's no wasting time at all. I just have the data over there. I have the weighting for the day and I know exactly, the input and the output. I can show it to the client. This is the data for you, exclusively. If you do this, this will happen. And yeah, that's the most powerful tool we have, really.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it takes out all the guesswork, right? All the confusion and all the uncertainty, and that's the way to really understand nutrition and make it stick, make it sustainable. So we've covered a bunch of good stuff. Do you have anything else on your end, like any struggles or mistakes you see women make that you coach? So we talked about the cycle, talked about the calorie intake, talked about the emotional eating, the fat intake. Anything else you see?
Yes, I think the biggest thing is to not realize that exactly we are on this, 4 week cycles and not to take full advantage of it. So I try to do it weekly to remind, the women and the men in the program, because they also have female partners, right? That we work a little bit different. And, there will be the first couple of weeks of our period where we are, so joyful, and we live in a cloudy, little amazing world with butterflies, and everything works, and we can go to the gym and lift so heavy. We can squat our body weight. We can deadlift, 60 kg. We can hip thrust so hardly. And then when we enter in week three, we start to be a little bit more, sensitive, and we notice things, we get annoyed at things a little bit more. And this is not because, we are a different person. It's just biology. We are supposed to do like this. Our ovulation failed, so we are getting ready to start a new, phase of recruiting a mate and a location where will be suitable for the next cycle coming in. So of course we are more aware of what's happening around us. So maybe we notice somebody chewing a little bit more than we would do the week before. And this week's, we are just feeling like this. It's not an excuse for us to, not behave in a good way in society, but also at the same time, we are a little bit, we can't help it sometimes. So it's good that if we know it and our partner knows it as well, and this week for our training, we can still push, but maybe we won't get the best workout ever. We won't be the strongest we've been this month. And then we are followed by the fourth week where our metabolism go up, which means our hunger go up and our cravings go up because we're actually craving magnesium, we're craving high sugary foods because we want to increase our insulin so we can produce progesterone. And this week will be more of a week of, okay, I will go to the gym, or maybe I will focus more on yoga, I will focus more on my walks, and I'll make sure that I eat a little bit more to make sure that I can stay, I can support my metabolism. And this is something that I see really rarely happen, and what I see happening, Fritz, is very interesting. Every week, my female friends like, oh, now I know why I was feeling like this last week. It was before my period. Like, how do you realize 1 week too late? What if you knew this piece of information at the beginning of the week? You could have, just explained to people around you, or even to yourself, hey, this week I'm going to be emotional. I will see a dog on the internet and I will cry, right? What if you had, this is really like this. And what if you had this piece of information at the beginning of that week? Like, hey, Chiara, don't forget this next 7 days you might be emotional, rather than, oh, that's why the last 7 days you were like this, right? So this is the biggest thing that I see, and I'm trying to help our clients, and I wish all women to do this. Really, it's a life changer, because it comes back every month. How many years do we need to, pass by before we learn that this is a cycle? We just forget in between months, right? This 4 weeks is just too far apart to remember exactly how we felt 1 month ago in the same week.
Wow, that's so true. I love that. I mean, why would you go through your life and never understand your body and your hormones and that cycle? I mean, that's life-changing, right? If you understand that, then you can really work with your body instead of against it. And yeah, that's amazing. Also, kudos to you and for you to like spend all this time researching this and helping so many women with that. I think that's honestly, like I said, it's honestly life-changing and something that they can keep.
It feeds off each other, right? So I have my own personal experience, and then I have the studies of functional medicine and health coaching and vegan nutritionism and yoga, right? So I have all these studies, but until I had to live it with, every day, such close contact with clients, because right now my career is about coaching. Before it was coaching, and I had business, and we were doing many activities. So now it feeds off each other. So my knowledge feeds into the day-to-day cases, and the day-to-day cases go feed back into the education. So it was really unlocking for me to have this position to have daily contact with so many women, and really built up a case study of my own. I say, okay, this is repeating every month. Let's fix it somehow. Like, let's prevent it.
Yes, it is. At this point, it is like a research, right? It's like a research study that you are conducting, that we are conducting the past 5 years. I want to like at some point grab all the data and like put it into a paper. That's definitely something I want to do, because we have coached literally over 1,000 humans, and we have data on over 1,000 vegans. So it's like a 5 year long-term study almost on all things that work and do not work on a plant-based diet. So that might be interesting to look into. And I think we can talk to about so many more points here. So I definitely want to do separate episodes with you on all things. Like, what about weight fluctuations? How do you deal with that, right? What about, like, what should you eat to curb those cravings and to see the results? How should you move and train your body? Like, all these more detailed things, I think we can definitely spend more episodes on. And if you are enjoying this type of content, then do let me know on Instagram or on podcast. You can't really message me, but if you are following this and you are liking this and you're liking Chiara, which she's the expert. I mean, I can talk about this stuff. I do know the theory behind it, but she knows the practice. She's done it for herself and for hundreds of clients at this point. So yeah, if you want to see more of that, just hit me up and let me know. But I am definitely excited to deliver more on this side of things.
Absolutely, especially for, it's already hard for women that have a healthy cycle. So for women that have some PCOS issues or thyroid issues or are getting closer to perimenopausal phase of their life or menopausal phase of their life, you definitely can use some support because if it's already hard for a woman with a healthy period and can expect this every 28 days, you can imagine what kind of nightmare it is for somebody who is late for 2 weeks and have 2 additional weeks in this last phase where we are emotional and, irritable and have cravings. So you can even imagine what it is. And I would say that's the first step to do would be to try to normalize the period in the most natural ways, which would be, doing strength exercising, strength training, eating protein at every meal, and definitely try to, find a solution with some natural supplements on relaxing the body, getting less stress, more sleep, and really getting back to the 28 original days so that you know what you can expect every month.
Yes, for sure. That's very magical, very powerful, and something I definitely want to spend more episodes on. So listening to this, those were the biggest struggles or mistakes we see women, vegan women make that come to us for help. And hopefully you could take something away from you. It is definitely possible if you listen to this right now and you're wondering, hey, I am stuck. I feel like I'm putting on weight. I feel bloated. I feel I'm not working with my body, I'm working against it. Like, what's going on? Which, if you have these symptoms like bloating, like hair loss, like all these things that you might experience right now, then you definitely are working against your body and not with it. But you can make plant-based work if you do it the right way. And it's actually obviously the most healthiest and powerful diet if you set it up the right way. So, if you want our help, you can work with me and Chiara. If you want to really optimize your results as a vegan woman, then there's a link in the show notes to book a free health assessment. On this call, we'll assess where you currently stand, like what you're currently experiencing, and where you see yourself, where you want to go, not just physically, but also with your health, with your hormones, right? So it's a completely free call, so no risk. Just go to the show notes, fill out the quick application so we have get some stats from you, and then we can help you on that call. And yeah, Chiara, thanks so much for hopping on.
Absolutely. This was great. Thank you.
Absolutely. This was amazing. And for everyone else, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, then subscribe to it. There's more episodes coming every week. And leave a rating and review so we can get some more good content your way. And we'll talk to each other soon. Peace out.
Yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.